Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings everybody, so nice to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. Over the next couple of hours, we've got fantastic music from the big bands and great singers, combos, ensembles, soloists, all from the golden age of pop music. Well, coming up today, it's another week of dancing. Yeah, we had so much fun last time, we're gonna boogie down again. So get ready for Dancing Songs Part 2. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we're heading back to mid-May of 1962. Alright, so that's what we've got for you today, and if you're ready, away we go.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
We're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin on the countdown from this weekend in 1962 using Billboard Magazine's Easy Listening Chart. And I'm going to give you a little more for your money today, the top 12 singles from that survey. And kicking it off at number 12 was teenager Linda Scott.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss.
Queens, New York, there's Linda Scott, who was 2 weeks away from turning 17 years old. She had been a regular guest on the Arthur Godfrey Show. That was her latest single here in the spring of 62, Count Every Star. You may remember that song, done in 1950 by Ray Anthony or Hugo Winterhalter or maybe Dick Haymes. They all made the charts with it. Well, Linda Scott was accompanied by the Hutch Davy Orchestra on her version, and it was at number 12 this week, down two spots from its high on the Easy Listening Survey. Well, we've got back-to-back ladies on the countdown this week in 62. Checking in at number 11 was Connie Francis. Here's Secondhand Love.
They tell me that there's someone else you really, truly love. And even when we kiss, the tears the town. You put me down.
Connie Francis, accompanied by the Nashville A-Team, including Floyd Kramer on piano and the Jordanaires with the vocals. Secondhand Love, number 11 on the Easy Listening chart this week in 1962, headed up to number 3. It would peak at number 7 on the Hot 100. Oh, it's a little earlier than normal, but time for a movie from this weekend in 1962. Some cartoons, there's Tom and Jerry, Landing Stripling. Tom chases after a yellow bird who's wearing a pilot's helmet, and Jerry, of course, comes to his rescue. There's Crow's Feet. Elmer Fudd tries to keep Jose and Manuel from eating up his cornfield. And Mexican Borders. Speedy Gonzalez tries to get food for his cousin Slowpoke while avoiding Sylvester. All right, to the features. Lonely Are the Brave with Kirk Douglas, Gina Rowlands, and Walter Matthau. There's Geronimo starring Chuck Connors. Adam West is in that, too. And The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance with John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, and Lee Marvin.
That's my steak, Valance.
You heard him, dude. Pick it up.
No.
Pilgrim, hold it. I said you, Valance. You pick it up.
3-1, Donovan.
My boy Pompey. The kitchen door.
I'll get it, Liberty.
I said you, Liberty. You pick it up.
Hey, the Duke was also in Hatari. A couple of other films set in foreign lands, Rome Adventure with Troy Donahue, Angie Dickinson, and Suzanne Plachette. And from Truffaut, Jules Ajim with Oscar Werner, Henri Serret, and Jean Moreau. All right, a few intense drama films, Cape Fear with Gregory Peck, Robert Mitchum, and Polly Bergen. Experiment in Terror has Glenn Ford and Lee Remick. A film heavy on racism, The Intruder, starring William Shatner. And a really good film, The War Hunt, with John Saxon, Robert Redford in his first major role, and a debut for Tom Skerritt and Sidney Pollack. And also showing The Miracle Worker with Patty Duke and Anne Bancroft.
She ate from her own plate. She ate with a spoon. Herself. And she folded her napkin.
Folded her napkin?
The room's a wreck, but her napkin is folded.
And to the musicals, The Road to Hong Kong, last of the road series for Bing and Bob, this time with Joan Collins. There's Bon Voyage with Fred McMurray and Jane Wyman. State Fair has Pat Boone, Bobby Darin, Pamela Tiffin, Anne Margaret, Tom Yule, Alice Faye. And Follow That Dream, starring Elvis Presley. And the film was actually retitled after the song that Elvis sings in the picture. And the tune just happened to be on the countdown this week at number 10.
Gets restless, time to move along. When your heart gets weary, time to sing a song. But when a dream is calling you, there's just one thing that you can do. Well, you gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. You gotta follow that dream to find the love you need.
Gotta find me someone whose heart is free. Someone to look for my dream with me. And when I find her, I may find out just what my dreams are all about. I've got to follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. I got to follow that dream to find the love I need. I've got to follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. I got to follow that dream to find the love I need. Keep moving, move along. Keep moving, move.
A short one from Elvis Presley, Follow That Dream. Number 10 on the Easy Listening chart this week in 62, en route to a peak of number 5, and it would make it to number 15 on the pop survey. Well, let's keep climbing the countdown. Another movie song was at number 9 this week, but the film wasn't one of the current pictures. Now, the commercial release of its theme song had reached its peak in December of 61, but it got a second life here in the spring of 62. From Breakfast at Tiffany's, here's Moon River by Henry Mancini. Mancini's Orchestra and Chorus and Moon River. At number 9 on the Easy Listening Countdown this weekend in 1962, 6 months after its initial run, when it also hit number 11 on the Hot 100. And for Mancini and lyricist Johnny Mercer, it would win the Grammy for Record of the Year and Song of the Year, and also the Oscar for Best Original Song. We are back in May of 1962 on today's Seems Like Old Times, when the President of the United States was John Kennedy. And this weekend, he was at a rally of more than 17,000 people at Madison Square Garden. And as the Associated Press reported, most of them gray-haired prospective beneficiaries of the Medicare bill.
What is the government's business is the question. Harry Truman said that 14 million Americans had enough resources so that they could hire people in Washington to protect their interests, and the rest of them depended upon the President of the United States and others. This bill serves the public interest. It involves the government because it involves the public welfare. The Constitution of the United States did not make the President or the Congress powerless. It gave them definite responsibilities to advance the general welfare, and that is what we're attempting to do.
President Kennedy pushing his program for medical care of the aged this weekend in 1962. Well, let's give you a bonus tune from that weekend, something new, and it's flying out of the record stores. It's got hit written all over it. It's the new one from Ray Charles.
I can't stop loving you.
I've made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Dreams of yesterday.
Those happy hours that we once knew. Though long ago, it still made me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has to steal. Since we've been apart,
yeah. I can't stop loving you.
I've made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time. Say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Say, so I'll just live my life of dreams of yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Charles threw everybody a curveball here in 1962 with his album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. And that was the first single, I Can't Stop Loving You, a song written by and a top 10 hit for Don Gibson in 1958. But the new arrangements by Gerald Wilson, Gil Fuller, and Marty Paich, along with Ray's co-producer Sid Fuller, sound like a brand new song. And with the backing of the Randy Van Horn Singers, that would win a Grammy for Best R&B Recording. I Can't Stop Loving You would top the easy listening R&B and Hot 100 charts. And it was brand new for us here in May of 1962, where we've gone to listen to the memories on This Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme, Dance Songs, Part 2. That's right, more tunes about dancing or a specific type of dance. So grab your partner and we'll trip the light fantastic once again. And we get started with Matt Monroe.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music, that swinging music. Let's face the music and sing and dance.
From 1961, there's Matt Monroe, backed up by the Johnny Spence Orchestra, and Let's Face the Music and Dance. An Irving Berlin song written for the film Follow the Fleet, sung by Fred Astaire. Our next dance comes at a wedding, courtesy of the Ray Noble Orchestra and Buddy Clark.
Stop that dancing. We've got lots to do. We're being married tomorrow.
How well I know it.
You ought to be brushing up that new suit and new shoes instead of dancing around the room like a goon.
New suit, fine. New shoes, uh-uh.
How come no new shoes? Buddy, you wouldn't dare dance in those old ones.
I wouldn't. Hey, you just listen to me. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll have a wonderful time. I'll drink to your father. I'll drink to your mother. Then I'll have another for old lang syne. I'll kiss all the ladies, the young and old, and then I'll have myself another drink, and I'll kiss them all again. I'm going to dance at your wedding. I won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding and mine? wedding, I'll dance at your wedding, I'll have a wonderful time.
I'll dance at your wedding, the Ray Noble Orchestra, along with Buddy Clark and Anita Gordon, the female voice early in the song. And that was a top five tune in late 1947, early 48. Now, the same time that I'll Dance at Your Wedding was a hit, the Missouri Waltz was making a comeback because of its association with the president at the time, Harry Truman. And here it's done by Kay Starr.
Hush, hubby, my baby, slumber time is coming soon. Rest your head upon my breast while Mammy hums a tune. The Sandman is calling where shadows are falling, where the soft breezes sigh as in days long gone by. Way down in Missouri where I heard this melody when I was a pickaninny on my mammy's knee. The darkies were humming and banjos were strumming so soft and low.
The story goes that Harry Truman didn't really like the Missouri Waltz, but someone started the rumor that it was his favorite song. Could it have possibly been a publishing company? Because record sales took off after he became president, and in 1949 it became the state song of Missouri. Well, there the Missouri Waltz was done by Kay Starr. A transcription, those were recordings made for radio play only. And she was accompanied by Buzz Adlam's orchestra. Buzz played saxophone with Phil Harris and Ozzie Nelson's band. He did lots of broadcast orchestrations, including the music for the Ozzie and Harriet Show on radio and TV. It's a second go-around of dance songs today on Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Seems Like Old Times. Today, we have gone back to May of 1962 for the countdown, and we're playing the records on the Billboard Easy Listening chart from this week 64 years ago. We're up to number 8 with Patti Page, Most People Get Married.
When the kisses get so that you can't catch your breath, and the hugging gets so strong that it's got you scared to death. Most people get married,
married,
that's what they do. Most people get married,
married,
and that's what I wanna do with you. When you only wanna walk together, only wanna talk together,
Patti Page. Most People Get Married, at its peak of number 8 on the Easy Listening chart this week in 1962. It was a top 30 song on the Hot 100.
There's the Muriel Corona, a premium cigar.
Long for luxury, light for pleasure. The brand new Muriel Corona.
Take it from EDM.
The Muriel Corona is a fine cigar. The shape is new, the blend is too. It's richer by far. You get the light touch with the right taste for only a dime. Why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime?
Enjoy the new Muriel Corona.
Truly a premium cigar.
Long for luxury, light for pleasure.
A classic Corona style.
You get the light touch with the right taste for only a dime. Why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime?
Edie Adams was the pitch woman for Muriel Cigars for many years. That one was running here in 1962. And now on with the countdown. Well, the tune at number 7 was first released by Buddy Greco in 1957, but remade here in 62 by Frankie Avalon.
You knew it's only you, yes, you are mine. I loved you the first time that we met, then I knew that I could not forget. All that we shared, how much I cared for you. Now I may not be a poet who can tell his love with words, but I'm sure my heart will show it that I am asking you to be my wife. Love me eternally and be my part of me, then I'll possess life's happiness when you are mine. Oh, be my wife, love me eternally, and be my love. Please be a part of me, then I'll possess life's happiness when you are mine. When you are mine.
You Are Mine would be the final appearance for Frankie Avalon in the top 40, but we'd start seeing him a whole lot more at the theater. In fact, in the summer of 62, he was in the science fiction film Panic in Year Zero with Ray Milland and Gene Hagen. And he would be in many movies throughout the 60s, and not just the beach party and bikini romps, although they are a lot of fun. But as a singer, You Are Mine with the Don Costa Orchestra was at its peak of number 7 on the Easy Listening chart this week in 1962. And speaking of acting, let's check out The Legitimates, the Broadway report from here in the spring of 62. In production, A Man for All Seasons, that was the best play, George Rose and Paul Scofield. Night of the Iguana had Patrick O'Neill, Betty Davis, and Shelley Winters. and lots of musicals. Milk and Honey with Mimi Benzel, Molly Picon, and Robert Weedy. Subways are for sleeping heads Sidney Chaplin, Carol Lawrence, Orson Bean, and Phyllis Newman. I Can Get It For You Wholesale starred Lillian Roth and Barbra Streisand. The 63 Tony for Best Musical went to A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum with Zero Mostel, David Burns, Jack Gilford, and Ruth Cobart. Now the 62 Best Musical was How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. That had Robert Morse and Rudy Valli. And playing at the 54th Street Theater was the first musical by Richard Rodgers following the death of Oscar Hammerstein II. It's No Strings. It starred Richard Kiley and Diane Carroll, who won Best Actress in a Musical. It also took the Tony for Best Score and Choreography. And the original cast recording was one of the few that did well that year. And it would win a Grammy, too. And this was the opening number from the show, The Sweetest Sounds.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere, somewhere for me. The sweetest songs I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me.
Sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere, somewhere for me,
somewhere for me.
Sight of all is yet
for me to see,
and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me,
waiting somewhere,
is waiting somewhere, somewhere for me,
somewhere for me,
is waiting.
Diane Carroll and Richard Kiley, The Sweetest Sounds from the musical No Strings, playing on Broadway here in May of 1962, and remembered today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're dancing again. That's right, it's Dancing Songs, Part 2. And now we'll do the karaoke, courtesy of Barney Kessel. Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers' first screen dance together was to the karaoke in the 1933 film Flying Down to Rio. And the accompanying song was written by Vincent Yeomans, Edward Aliscu, and Gus Kahn. And they're performed by guitar great Barney Kessel from his cleverly titled 1957 album, Music to Listen to Barney Kessel By. Well, here's another dance tune from the 30s, and this recording is another transcription from the late 40s. It's Helen Forrest, Dancing on the Ceiling.
He dances overhead on the ceiling near my bed in my side. Try to hide in vain underneath my counterpane. There's my love up above. I whisper, go away, my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just for my love. It's not fair, but I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just for my love.
Helen Forrest with the Carmen Dragon Orchestra from 1949, Dancing on the Ceiling. Wrapping up our number one of today's show, we'll catch you after the break for more Seems Like Old Times.